From Spark and Anvil and Forge Portal, this is Tend, in Chapter 1 of the Forge Portal cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
At the far end of the Forge Portal garden, where the paths went soft and slow, an elephant named Tend was doing the hardest thing in the world. She was letting a family be exactly who they were. A parent had come to her at the low stone bench, holding the Forge Portal card the way people hold things they are afraid of. "I let Maya use this for an hour after her homework," the parent said. "Is that bad?" Ten didn't answer fast. She turned a small, smooth balance stone over in her trunk, the way she always did when she wanted her hands busy and her voice slow. "It depends what bad means," she said. "Is she enjoying it?" "Yes." "Are you enjoying watching her play?" A pause. "Yes." "Is it stealing her sleep, or her friends, or her time to just move around?" "No." "Then it doesn't sound bad to me. It sounds like an hour." Ten set the stone down, balanced, not falling. There's a loud voice out there that says all screens are the same kind of bad, but sitting and watching is not the same as sitting and practicing. An hour of Maya doing something isn't an hour of nothing. You already knew that. You just needed somebody to say it back. The parent's shoulders came down half an inch, the smallest, realest kind of relief. "Thanks, I needed to hear that." "You're doing fine," Tend said. And she meant it, all the way through.
Tend hadn't always known how to say that. When she was young, she'd lived where the voices were loud. Too much, too little, not the right kind. Everyone had a rule, and the rules never agreed, and somehow you were failing all of them at once. She remembered watching a mother pack a lunch, and then unpack it and repack it, sure that whatever she chose, someone would call it wrong. Tend had felt the worry come off her like heat. The worst part wasn't the rules. It was the way the worry made the mother stop trusting herself. She knew her own child better than any voice out there, and the voices had talked her out of it anyway. Ten's own grandmother, an old elephant with a low, steady rumble, had found her one evening chewing on all of it. "You're carrying somebody else's ruler," her grandmother said, "trying to measure a family with it. It'll never fit. Families aren't the same size." "But how do you know what's enough?" Ten had asked. "Enough isn't a number. Enough is when the family is fed and rested and still likes each other." Her grandmother had touched the ground with her trunk, gentle. "Healthy pace, little one, not perfect pace. And never, never mistake going without for being good. Some people go without because it fits. Some go without because they were shamed into it. Only one of those is health." Tend held on to that. Restriction is not the same as virtue. It became the thing she carried when she couldn't carry anything else.
She came to Forge Portal because it was a place built for the grown-ups, not just the kids. And the grown-ups arrived tired. Hearth met her at the gate, the one who kept the lights low and the pressure off. "We help the family adult," Hearth said. "Sift makes the progress plain. Spark cheers the effort. Ask offers better questions. What do you carry?" Ten didn't explain it. She just watched the next parent come through, braced, apologizing before anyone had accused them of anything. "I'm sure I'm doing this wrong," the parent said, to no one. Ten stepped forward and set her balance stone on the low wall between them. "You're not being graded here," she said. "Nobody's keeping a chart. Tell me one thing that's working in your house right now." The parent blinked, surprised to be asked for the good part. Slowly, they found one. Hearth watched the parent leave lighter than they came. "You hold the pace," Hearth said. "The healthy one, without the shame. That's the whole job," Ten said. "You belong here," she smiled. "And so do I."
Her corner of the garden filled up with the ones who arrived certain they were failing. A father came one afternoon, worn thin. "Some days the screen is on more than I'd like," he said. "Some days I'm too tired to do the crafts and the walks and all of it. I feel like a bad parent." Tend knew that flavor of tired.
She'd felt it come off that lunch-packing mother years ago. "How many people are in your house holding this up?" she asked. "Just me. Mostly just me." "Then you're doing the work of a whole crew alone." She said it plainly, not as pity, as fact. A family with three grown-ups has a different pace than a family with one. Both can be healthy. The one adult pace is not the failing version. It's just the true version of your house. He looked at her, wanting to believe it. "Here's the only test I trust," Tend went on. "Is your kid safe? Are they mostly sleeping, mostly eating, mostly known by you? Then the exact number of screen minutes matters a lot less than the loud voice wants you to think. Some days will be walks and crafts. Some days will be an extra hour of the learning app while you catch your breath. Both days are inside a healthy pace." She balanced the stone again. "You don't have to earn your worth as a parent by going without. You earn it by showing up. And you're here, so you're showing up." The father let out a breath he seemed to have been holding for a week. "Okay," he said. "Okay. You're doing fine," Ten said. Later, when the garden was quiet, the father came back with a smaller question. "How do you keep believing that?" he asked. "When the voices are so loud, and you can't measure it, and you're never totally sure." Tend thought about her grandmother, and the ruler that never fit, and the mother packing the same lunch three times. "You feel it," she said. "That's the honest answer. When the fear voice goes quiet for a second, there's this other feeling underneath. Steady, a little warm, like the ground holding you up. That's the part of you that already knows your kid. It was there the whole time. The shame just talked over it." She looked out at the soft path. "My job isn't to hand you a new rule. It's to be quiet with you long enough that you can hear your own steady part again." The father nodded, slow. Tend didn't say the rest out loud, but she felt it settle in her chest, warm and sure and unshakable. Nobody needed to go without to be good. They just needed someone to sit beside the worry until it wasn't the loudest thing in the room. And the father walked out into the evening lighter, not because anything had been fixed, but because for the first time in a long time, he felt believed.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tend. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.